Everybody ready for the spiritual food this morning? So this may be a sermonette this morning. But the only reason this may be a sermonette is because I actually prepared something, and in mid preparation things shifted and it got shorter, because instead of going through a list of things, God pressed upon me just to go a mile deep. Everybody say a mile deep. We're just going to go a mile deep today with something that I think will be a blessing to us in this Christmas season. Christmas time is here. Israel is real. Everybody say Israel is real. Thank you guys for, have y'all been enjoying this Israel is real series? It ends this month. And thank you guys for allowing us to focus on Israel in various forms. Thanksgiving, and then the introduction of Israel is real, I think in October, in that format. And so Christmas is real, the Christmas edition, all right? We're going to start with this scripture. And if there were no Israel, there would be no Christmas, all right? And I do take for granted that we were in Israel a few weeks ago, or a month and some change ago. And actually, I don't know where the exact place, but I know we were close to where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, was born. I mean, I was close. And that's mind-blowing when I really think about it. And so I don't want to ever take that for granted. And so 1 Peter 5 and 6, what does this have to do with Christmas? We're going to start with this, guys, and we're going to end with this. We feeling good? I'm like Uncle Jerry. I didn't want to leave that worship because of the content in the worship. Everybody say the content in the worship. Some worship songs we sing and we go back and look at what we've sang and what we've experienced. It's like, bruh, we need to reexamine what we've sang. But those songs saying, God, you're the one and only true living God, that's my cup of tea, as my mom would say. That's my cup of tea, because it's loaded with content. It is true. It is making a statement. Everybody say, make a statement. It's making a statement. And so we made a statement this morning in worship. Y'all think about what I just said. We made a statement. 1 Peter 5 and 6 says, y'all ready? It says let's read it together. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift, or some translation says, exalt you in due time. Everybody say due time. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up. He will exalt you in due time. Everybody say due time. If you're taking notes, due time, or due, is associated with this word called kairos. And kairos is basically your time. Everybody say my time. Everybody say, my time. Your occasion. Everybody say, occasion. It's like this buildup to this main event. It could be a main event in your life. It could be whatever God has promised you. It's your due time. I know many of us, we're waiting on that due time, but your due time is around the corner. Everybody say, my due time is around the corner. All right? If you don't feel it yet, if you feel like this resistance, if you feel like, when it's going to be my time to shine? When it's going to be my time for God to really show up and show out? But guys, your occasion, because kairos is tied to this Greek word that basically talks about this buildup to an occasion. Everybody say occasion. It's tied to humility. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Speed up your humility and you speed up your occasion. It's like, bruh, I'm waiting. God said, I'm waiting on humility. Occasion, humility. Occasion, humility. My time, humility. All right, God, you can hurry up. He's saying, humility, you can hurry up. Israel is real. Christmas series. If I had to give today a topic or a title, I want to title today, It Was All an Act. Y'all hear me out. It was all an act. It was all an act. It was an act of humility. And I was actually going to talk about, a list of things that had nothing to do with this, guys. But this right here, where my tissue box at tonight? this morning. It really had me so thankful this week. It was an act of humility, guys. I see this Christmas season totally different. Maybe you guys have had this revelation already, but it was an act of humility. It was all an act. This whole narrative, this whole how God structured it, how he himself, in the song we heard in praise and worship, was leading towards, this teaching today. And so this Christmas, I am going to eat a lot. I'm going again, food. Yeah, you won, Miss Sarah, you won. And so I have already started, really, honestly, but you best believe that some sweet potato pie is going to be. One of my students actually cooked a mean sweet potato pie this past Wednesday, but this Christmas, humble pie, it should be a reminder of this humble pie this Christmas. Christ coming to earth is a reminder of this humble pie, this pie of humility. Amen? This pie, the spiritual pie. Maybe I win again by talking about this spiritual pie. The spiritual pie of humility. Isaiah 7:14 says, therefore the Lord himself, everybody say the Lord himself, will give you a sign. That is powerful. The Lord himself. Anybody has confidence or you've had confidence that the Lord himself told you something? The Lord himself told you to come to church this morning, didn't he? And you're going to be glad you did in about 15 minutes. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him, let's shout it together, Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with us. God is with us. Isaiah 9:6 says, these the popular Christmas scriptures, all right? I love these. We go to bed and wake up with these. For unto us a child is born, a son is given. And by the way, guys, I was hoping I remembered this. You guys see this manger? This is not a wooden manger, contrary to popular belief. This is something that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would be born in, an actual manger that's made out of stone. I wanted y'all to see that. I always thought it was a wooden manger. It was actually made out of stone. It was a feeding trough. Obviously, if it was a feeding trough and water and food, carpenters in the house, we know wood rots, right? Right, Mr. J? We know that wood, when it's exposed to elements, what's going to happen? So this makes the most sense historically and biblically and with archaeology, with the archaeologists giving you the intel and the information, and all leads to this stone manger. Amen? A child is born, a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. So you mean to tell me, the reason why I want to stop here, guys, many people have trouble with the two scriptures I just read. So we have the Son that's born, that's given, and that's also God. I almost titled today, Christmas is Crazy. Not from my lens, but from the lens of those that object, the Christmas deniers, if you will. Do you not see how what I am reading, these scriptures that we're reading, that's the foundation of our faith, is problematic to others? Because first of all, your God is born. Your God is given. Your God is a man. First of all, they have trouble with this narrative that Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. We heard it during praise and worship. You talked about this, the struggle with Jesus saying, not my will, but your will be done, but nevertheless. Nevertheless, your will be done. Did y'all hear what I heard in worship? And so y'all see that too, that dichotomy, that struggle, that a man and God. That's why I'm saying, guys, today it was all an act. God took action to save us from sin. It was an act. It was all an act. You ever heard an act of God? That was an act of God. Christmas is an act of God. Jesus had to be God to be effective. We heard it in worship. He was the only one that could get it done because he was God. Amen. Jesus had to be God to be effective. I heard this quote, this statement, or this claim from this gentleman. So powerful. He says, only God's death was sufficient enough to forgive the sins of the world. Only God's death. Notice I didn't say Jesus, but Jesus was God. He had to be God because only God's death, he was man. He was man and he was God. He had a divine nature and he had a human nature. Christmas is crazy. it may slip in there. Christmas sounds crazy. God humbled himself as a man to die, yet he is powerful enough to rise from the dead. It was an act of humility from a spaceless. Say this with me, guys. Remember, this is a sermonette this morning, so don't miss it because it's gonna be over, and you're gonna be like, oh, okay, he's really done. It was an act of humility. This is why it was an act. It was all an act. An act of humility from a spaceless, timeless, immaterial, awesome, powerful, personal God. Had to be an act of humility. Somebody that powerful would humble himself to come to earth. I said I was going to attempt to sing this song. I think I'm going to sing it this morning. Y'all ready? Because I think once you hear it in a melody, it will definitely stick with you. You've heard me lift this before, and I taught this yesterday to some six-year-olds, and if they can get it, we can get it. Amen? Because if we black out the screen, would you remember spaceless, timeless, immaterial, awesome, powerful, personal God? But you will now. God is spaceless, timeless, immaterial, awesome, powerful. He's so smart. And still kind enough to live in my heart. That describes my God. You're either tickled at me or you're either proud of me. the laugh that came from this corner right here. It's like, that's pretty good. Or that's, you need to warm up. God is spaceless, timeless, immaterial, awesome, powerful. He's so smart and still kind enough to live in my... Y'all see that last line? Somebody that powerful is still kind enough to live in my heart. Somebody that powerful, responsible for creation, why would he want to fool around with the likes of me? And that's when the tears flow right there. Why would he want to fool around with the likes of me? Somebody that powerful. It's not likely that Prime, since he's hot this season, that Deion Sanders would come to my house. It's not likely, right? It's not likely. It's not likely that a Tyler Perry would come to my house. It's not likely that somebody that powerful would come and want to just hang around my house. Amen? It's not likely that, I'm trying to think, name somebody that y'all think is powerful. Beyonce, it's not likely that she will pull up at my house unannounced in her expensive car. And it's not likely. It's not likely. But it doesn't matter because somebody that is spaceless, timeless, immaterial, so powerful, actually wants everything to do with me. We heard it in praise and worship. He is, I think it was said, he is madly in love with me. Something like that. Y'all heard what I heard? Yeah. He is so patient. Sweets, that's why he ain't come back yet. ain't come back yet. Yeah, I went to college. He ain't come back yet because he is waiting on us to get our act together. Amen. That's why he, come on, hurry up, Jesus. He says, no, some more people needs to get it together. I ain't coming back yet. That's a patient, loving God. Amen. Humble. It was all an act. It was all an act. And so if those that are opposing what we believe this season, they are having an issue with, perhaps we need to just introduce humility or the concept of humility. Because Christmas is a teaching on humility. Answer yes or no. Have you ever had a boss you didn't like? Let's be loud for the tape. Put my mic to y'all. Did you go to work anyway? Did you have the ability to quit and walk out anytime you wanted? Have you? Yeah. Have you ever wanted to give somebody a piece of your mind and you did not? You have the power to show humility. Why can't an all-powerful, spaceless, timeless, immaterial God show humility? When you didn't bless them out, when you didn't give your teacher a piece of your mind, I know you would never do that, young man. When you were the bigger person, you show humility. How much more, listen, how much more should we respect somebody this powerful, humbling himself to come to earth and offer himself and sacrifice himself for us? Christmas is crazy. Christmas is crazy. It's not ludicrous, guys. It's love. Woo! I want to run back to Greenville. It ain't ludicrous. It's love. Amen? It's not ludicrous. It's love. Somebody shout, it's not ludicrous. It's love. So they're having issues with understanding humility and love. Amen? Or accepting. I think it's more about rejection than accepting what we believe. It's more, I think there it's easy to reject than accept. Amen. For a long list of reasons that I won't talk about right now. Humility, guys. Everybody say humility. Humility. It ain't about thinking of less of yourself. It's not about thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. Thinking of yourself less. Humility is a discipline. Let's practice it more often. By number one, y'all ready? Buckle your seatbelts. Don't read ahead, class. Number one, speak as little as possible. Speak as little as possible about yourself. Number two, we okay? That was just the first one. Be willing to learn and unlearn. Humility. Number three, be okay with not being liked. Why do we want everybody to like Alpheus anyway? Why do you want all those likes? Perhaps that's attached to pride. I said Alpheus, I didn't say your name. Amen. Number four, back down from the fight. That's humility. Number five, repent and apologize. Number six, let someone else get the credit. Yes, you did it, but let somebody else get the credit. Amen. Let somebody else get the credit. Amen. My wife is over the finances at my house. Amen. She can add and subtract better. Amen. But I'm the head of the household. But she gets the credit. Amen. Number six, let someone else get the credit. Number seven, let someone else take a win. Almost the same as number six. Let them win, guys. Let them win. Let them win. I don't think y'all like that one. Everybody say, let them win. Come on, everybody say, let them win. One more time. I don't know where did y'all go? Everybody say, let them win. Number eight, read more and take classes or courses. That's a clear sign that you are humble. To sit and listen to somebody tell you something that you don't know is a sign of humility. It's somewhat a sign of humility for you guys. Some of you guys are not just a tad bit older than I am, just a tad bit. Everybody say tad bit. And you guys are sitting and listening to a 41-year-old. Humility. And you're just a tad bit. Number 9, refrain from bullying behavior, such as talking about somebody that's less fortunate or doesn't have a certain ability. And I'm guilty of this. I'll be the first to say I am the guilty of this. Be careful not to let your critique turn cruel. Criticism is definitely powerful and necessary. But when that critique and that criticism turns cruel, humility is out the door. Amen. Number 10, genuinely listen to opposing views with how many ears? Both, with an F. Both ears. Both ears. How many ears? Both ears. Genuinely listen to the opposing views. You may learn something. Well, they don't believe what I believe, but you still may learn something. Amen? Because you didn't know that. Now you know. 11, use your influence, sweets, power and skill to help others. Look around this room. You guys are powerful. You may not feel it, but believe it or not, you may feel unnoticed. You may feel whatever you may feel. You are powerful. You are, yes, a little tad bit older, but you're not washed up. You still have influence. You have wisdom. People respect you. People will listen to you. People will revere you. They do revere you. They respect you. They honor you. Y'all lift your heads up. I'm talking about you, and you're putting your heads down, trying to act humble. Y'all, everybody almost in concert. Let me just receive this in humility. That was funny. At least 80 of y'all put your heads down. I am bragging on you guys and encouraging you guys. So receive it. Lift your heads up. Lift your heads up, all ye gates, all ye house of Judah. You got it going on. You're doing better than you think you are. Use your power and your skill and your influence to help others. Amen. Like you guys are doing after service. Some of you are skilled at making desserts. And that's going to help many of us after service downstairs. When you have the superpowers, but act like you don't, you are displaying humility. What do I mean by that? I remember walking in some rooms and then not giving my name. I'm only saying this. You only can say this in a message like this. And then I introduced my name and said, oh, I didn't know that was you. And then boom, 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 things change. Y'all see what I'm going with this? If you have superpowers, respect, class, a name, because the Bible says a good name is to be preferred above what? Riches. Strip away my money, just keep my name. Because if I have a good name, then I can get the money. Amen. If you have a good name, you can get the money. Amen. So you definitely want a good name, because with your influence, you can use your influence to as currency. Because if I can talk to somebody and say, listen, this college student needs $600 or she's going to be kicked out, I would hope my name would carry that much weight that I can influence somebody to do that. And all the college students would say, amen. If you have superpowers but act like you don't, you are displaying humility. Amen. Amen. Philippians 2:6-9. This thing right here is ridiculous. What do I mean by this? Being in the form of God. Read this with me, guys. Ready, set, go. Being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, humility, and took upon him the form of a servant. It was all an act. Y'all see this? Y'all see this? It was all an act. And was made in the likeness of men. It was an act. An act of humility. Just in half of this verse. Y'all see this humility? This coat of humility that God put on for us. The tissue needs to be close. And being found in fashion as a man, keep reading with me, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, and even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name. Praise and worship. One more time. I didn't have to teach today. It was already taught in praise and worship. And given him a name which is above every name. You see how we started with 1 Peter 5 and 6. If you're waiting on your due time, you're waiting on your season, use Christmas as a model to get ahead. Use Christmas, this whole narrative as a model to make sure 2023 is the best season that you will ever have. House of Judah, we're going to the next level with this model in place. Amen? What's your secret, House of Judah? We got to act. We got to act a little bit more. We got humility. Amen? And you read those 11 things before this slide here. 1 Peter 5 and 6, Brother Lawrence. 1 Peter 5 and 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand, that he may lift you in due time. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly lifted, exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. 1 Peter 5 and 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand, that he may lift you in due time. I didn't forget, I just read that last time. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Above. Humility, next, above. Humility, next, exalted. Humility, next, exalted. Lifted up. Amen? So the lower you go, the higher you go. Amen? And what a model. What a model. Everybody say, what a model. What a model. Christmas is about humility. Somebody so powerful, that will humble himself for us. Are y'all grateful for that? Are you appreciative of that? I am. Let's clap if you appreciate it, appreciative of that. I am thankful. One way to show your thanks, if you can stand, guys. One way to show your thanks is to practice humility. Practice it every single day, every single hour. Worship is humility. Some would say you're acting different and you're acting out of character because it's not in your character to look like you're taking the L in the fight. Some of us, we know we can win a fight with our words. If that's you, raise your hand. I need to see who I need to be on my team. Like, you know you can win the fight. Like, people don't even come to you because they know you can win the fight. You can win it by your looks. You can like what I was going to say, but you looked a certain way. Perhaps this next season, you ain't even going to look like that. You ain't even going to intimidate them. And they're going to say, oh, you've changed. You're acting out of character. Look at somebody and say, I am going to change my character. Humility should be a part of your character. It shouldn't be like this foreign object, this foreign type of behavior. Well, that's not like you. What you mean that's not like me? What you mean it's not like me? So think about what I just said. Because I'm thinking about it. It takes a lot of effort to be humble. It takes a lot of effort to humble yourself. Amen. It takes a lot of effort. But the result is exaltation. Exaltation in your health. You are one act of humility away from a healing. Because ain't nothing like a sickness to keep us humble. Am I right about it? Something to bring you to your what? Knees. Low humility. Losing your job will what? Bring you to your? My check engine light that is on and off will bring me to my what? Like, what is going on? It's almost like this humility reminder. I'm doing good. Check engine light. Oh, humble. It's off. What in the world? I'm doing good. Let's go. Forgot to pray. Check engine light. Whoa, what is going on? Is this check engine light a humility reminder? Amen. Nothing like calamity that will do what? Bring you to your knees. Things not going our way would do what? Humble us. Amen. So let's examine our hearts for a few moments. Examine our hearts. Examine our spirit. Perhaps we need to forgive this next season. Perhaps we need to gear up to forgive this next season. And yes, you can store up. You can go ahead and practice humility and store that thing up because you never know where you may need it. Amen. Yes, we want to be ahead in the house of Judah. We want to be ahead in our household. God revealed to us places where we need to be more humble. God, what are the places that I can't even detect where I'm acting more prideful? Check me immediately, God, when I am acting anti-humility. The Bible says those that exalt themselves will be, in so many words, de-exalted. Those that humble themselves will be exalted. Thank you, Lord, in this next season, this mountaintop experience will be tied to humility. Humility in every sense, in worship, in reading your word, in how I treat my neighbor, how I treat my boss, how I treat my family members, how I treat myself. Thank you for your word today, Jesus. We appreciate you choosing us to hear it. In Jesus' name, amen.